a Christmas tree.
Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
I'll sail the seas until I croak. I'll fight and swear and drink and smoke, but I can't swim a bloody stroke.
Said Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
You in. I'll come down and let you in. I'll come down and let you in, cried the fair young maiden.
Well, hurry before I bust in the door.
Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
I'll rare and tear and rant and roar.
Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
I'll spin your yarns and tell your lies. I'll drink your wine and eat your pies. I'll kiss your cheeks and black your eyes.
Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
Hey everybody, let's jump and dive. Hello, mellow Jack, best beer in town. Man, don't be like Ned the boys, Rita. Grab a Jack and be a leader. And drink Jack beer.
Drink Jack beer.
Mellow Jack beer.
Mellow Jack beer.
Hello, mellow Jack, best beer in town. Man, if your baby say goodbye, boy, don't cry, just let her slide. And drink Jack beer.
Drink Jack beer.
Mellow Jack beer.
Beer.
Hello, Mellow Jack, best beer in town. Oh, when you're stepping out all about, man, you want to shout, bring it here over here. That's Jack beer, and you dance and romance, and you holler out, Jack, best beer in town.
Thank you.
It's my job to keep the home fires burning, and it's his way to never treat me wrong. Doing housework keeps my body busy, and it sure helps to pass the day away. Not that I don't like my way of living, but nighttime is my favorite time of day. From sunset to sunrise, he's mine. He comes home to my loving arms, then it's his job just to keep me warm. Love takes a lot of my time. All the things a lover ought to know. But when I'm in his arms, I try to show him. 'Cause loving has a language of its own. Sunrise, he's mine. He comes home to my loving arms, then it's his job just to keep me warm. Love takes a lot of my time. Love.
met a man the other day, the smartest man in the USA. I says to him, "What you say there, Pop?" And he says to me, "A biddly-bop, a biddly-bop,
biddly-bop,
a biddly-bop,
biddly-bop,
a biddly-bop, biddly-bop, biddly-bop." That's what he said, that's what the man said, bop, bop, a biddly-bop. Walk the other day, took a walk and I lost my way. So I dug a post and up at the top was this great big sign saying biddly bop, a biddly bop,
biddly bop,
a biddly bop,
biddly bop,
a biddly bop, biddly bop, biddly bop. That's what he said, that's what the man said, bop bop, a biddly bop. I met a man who blows a horn, wildest horn that was ever born. I asked him why he blew his top, and then he says to me, a biddly bop, a biddly bop,
biddly bop,
a biddly bop,
biddly bop,
a biddly bop, a biddly bop, biddly bop. That's what he said, that's what the man said, bop bop, a biddly bop. Now Mother Eve was smart and cute. She fed her Adam that well-known fruit. Took one bite and he couldn't stop. And then he says to her, a biddly bop, a biddly bop,
biddly bop,
a biddly bop,
biddly bop,
a biddly bop, biddly bop, biddly bop. That's what he said, that's what the man said, bop bop, a biddly bop.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. Those are still the catbirds. Pay no attention to them. They've got their own priorities. Just wanted to pop in, let you know that we've still got another bundle of 2 minute and 48 second songs before we get to the radio obituaries. Hopefully you're enjoying each and every second of them. It was really hard to cut this down. So therefore, I didn't exactly. Hopefully it's all working out for you. It's working out okay for me right now. So let's get right back to it. Right here on your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.
Women are smarter. touch. I wanna take you home, but baby, I'm out of touch. Daddy picks you up, riding in a fancy car. Daddy's wearing a blue shirt, standing in a prison yard. Well, I'm afraid I said too much. I wanna ask you home, but baby, I'm out of touch. A girl like you could change my life, and it can't change too soon. My life is like a desert road at night. You're the cool blue moon, waiting for a break, looking at the break of day. My Silvio is gone, lost it at the San Jose. Well, I'm afraid I'll say too much. I won't ask you home, but baby, I'm out of touch. Like a desert road at night. You're the cool blue moon, waiting for a break, looking at the break of day. My silver tone is gone, lost it at the San Jose. Well, I'm afraid I said too much. I wanna ask you home, but baby, I'm out of touch. Well, I'm afraid I said too much. I wanna ask you home, but baby, I'm out of touch. Well, I'm afraid I said too much. I wanna take you home, but baby, I'm out of touch.
Yeah. afternoon, and welcome to Racing at Newmarket. They're about to go into the stalls for the 3:30, so over to you, Peter.
Thank you. Yes, the seven runners for this first Durex handicap over six furlongs are just beginning to load up. That's the Poof, very much on his toes and beautifully turned out. He really looked a picture in the paddock. And just coming to our picture is Vagina. Vagina is one of the two fillies in the race. She's very good opening speed, and the overnight rain will have helped her. She likes it a bit soft underfoot. That's the Wanker going to the stalls. A steady performer, the Wanker, but he tends to be a bit one-paced. Just going in is Buttocks. Buttocks, a big colt, blinkered for the first time. And there's our favourite, the Prick. I think he would have preferred slightly firmer going. And just going in is the outsider of the field, the seven-year-old Arsehole. Arsehole by shit out of Bumhole. He's been tailed off on his last three outings. Rather disappointing horses. And one of the last to go in is Big Tits, who's carrying the top weight. Steady performer, but I think a £10 penalty will be a little too much for her this afternoon. She's safely in. Oh dear, the Prick. The Prick is rearing up. He tends to get excited, a very, very excitable horse. I remember he had to be withdrawn at Lingfield. Yes, they're going to put the hood on him. They're very good, the handlers here at Newmarket. And now a late show of betting.
Thank you, Peter. The Prick is hard and half a point to 11 to 8. Vagina is 3s. The Poof and Buttocks both 9 to 2. There's been some late money for Big Tits, who's coming to join the Wanker on 8 to 1. And Arsehole is 66 to 1.
As expected, Arsehole is the 66 to 1 complete outsider. And they're all in. They're under starter's orders, and they're off. Big Tits got a fly and is the first to show. Arsehole was slowly away, and as they settle down, it's Big Tits from Vagina with the Prick tucked in behind these two. Then comes the blinkered Buttocks being pressed by the Poof. Going steadily behind these five is the Wanker, and trailing the field is Arsehole. And as they start to climb the hill, it's Vagina who just shows clear of Buttocks. The Prick is close up third. Nothing between these three. Big Tits is hanging slight to the left. Tucked in behind is the Poof, still trailing the field is Arsehole. There is the Poof again, making a challenge with Arsehole under pressure, but finding nothing. And as they race to the line, it's Vagina being pressed by the Prick, with the Poof making rapid progress, trying to squeeze in between Buttocks and the rail. The Prick and Vagina, nothing between these two. And the Wanker's coming with a late run. The Wanker is coming with a late run, and Big Tits has dropped out of it altogether. And with 100 yards to go, it's the Prick and Vagina drawing clear. The Prick and Vagina stride for stride, and at the line, it must be a photo. I can't separate them, but I think the Poof takes third from the Wanker, and still to finish is the tiring Arsehole. Well, one hell of a race. The Prick may just have got up in the last strides, but I wouldn't like to put my money on it. And now it's back to topless darts at Roehampton.
You don't have to parlez-vous to understand the story that I'm telling you. It was a mamselle in Gay Paris. For years and years she hadn't said wee wee. When she met a handsome stevedore, she thought, what in the world am I saving it for? I want a little amour toujours. Baby, it's gotta be tonight for sure. Tonight, tonight, by candle shine, all that's yours is gonna be mine. Was a tomato looking for a squeeze. No one had ever filled up her diaries. She said, Sherry, I've waited long. Hope it's not too late for you to do me wrong. I want a little amour toujours. Baby, it's gotta be tonight for sure. Tonight, tonight at 8 o'clock. If you've got the key, it'll fit the lock. I had a very handsome boyfriend once, so big and so strong, but such a dunce. He treated me fair, but he was a square. He knew when, but he didn't know where. I want a little amour toujours. Baby, it's gotta be tonight for sure. Tonight, tonight, by 9:30, you'll be putting in some overtime. Most ladies like men who are big and tall, but I don't mind if you're short and small. I never measure ounce for ounce. After all, honey, it's the punch that counts. I want a little amour toujours. Baby, it's gotta be tonight for sure. Tonight, tonight, by candle glow, my dear, I know your love will grow. I I always used to dream of Charles Boyer. I hope he'd drop in on me someday. Although you have no claim to fame, they tell me with the lights off, it's all the same. I want a little amour du jour. Baby, it's gotta be tonight for sure. We'll be wed, you'll share my bread, and mine'll be thine, and thine'll be mine, all of the time.
Watch out for Muck Muck. Watch out for Muck Muck. They're doing the Muck 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 Muck. They're doing the Muck 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 Muck. They're doing the Muck 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 Muck. Hey, Muck 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 Muck. Hey, Muck 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 Muck. Yeah!
So what good would living do me? And God only when the rooster crows at dawning. Well, at the break of day, you can hear my baby groaning. Well, at the break of day, you can hear my baby groaning. Well, that will be her daddy loving her early in the morning. So, Rebecca, get your basket. Yes, and let's go down to the woods. Yes, Rebecca, get your basket. Your daddy's gonna take you to the woods. Well, we may not pick no berries, but we'll sure come back feeling good. My baby tips like a peacock. She's a fine mellow hen. And she cackles to a rooster, 'cause he knows what she's used to. Well, cock-a-doodle-doo, can't you hear that rooster crowing? Well, cock-a-doodle-doo, yes, it's time for me to be going. Yes,
you're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and I couldn't do the obits with the Catbirds rehearsing. I just couldn't do it. So we have moved on to the next day now. We are doing this under a tight timeline, so we are not going to be messing around, but I do want to thank you all for hanging in for 2 weeks of songs based on their length. Last week was 150, this week was 248. Just going to stop it right there. Thanks all for playing along, especially over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. You were fabulous, I'm sure. Or you will be. Still recording from Babyland. Won't be here during the replay, or the play, not the replay, but the play of this particular program that you are listening to right now. Hopefully I'll still be over there at said Facebook chat group playing along with you then. But now it's time for us to go on to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Like I said earlier, it's mostly weeks because I didn't even pull this week's obits. I just focused on the backlog so I could get things done sooner than later. You know that I am going to start this process, though, by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Miss Mercy, the Frank Zappa muse and style icon who founded GTOs, known as the Girls Together Outrageously. They were an active band for a very short period of time, 68 through 1970, released one single album produced by Frank Zappa in 1969. The band was featured in the Rolling Stone Super Duper Neat issue in 1969 in a photo spread of the groupies and other girls. Miss Mercy preferred to be described as the Mae West of 1968. She just passed away at 71. It's the initial radio obituary for Miss Mercy right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I hope that I shall never see all the moke monsters lined up in front of me. True repulse and total disgust. Getting rid of moke is an imperative must. These are just to name a few. We hope they don't influence you.
Moke monster!
Yonder comes a soft car, which probably won't take me very far. The organ grinder behind the wheel is hoping he can score a feel. His eyes are bulging at your bod. He thinks you are a free-loving mod.
Moke monster!
Well, there's quite a few people that drive soft cars, and they usually stop and pick us up hitchhiking because they want to beat their meat while they look at us. You know, I've had such weird offers. For instance, you've heard them all. This one man had a drawn-on mustache, and it was drooling down one corner of his mouth, and he had black drool coming down his mouth. So horrible. And he drove us all the way home from L.A. I couldn't believe it. And then when right after he dropped us off, he turned around and goes, $10 to eat it. And we went, ah! And we left his car, and his doors were flapping like this. They were, you know. And before he left, he screamed out the window, you know. He said, Oh, what was that? Oh, I'll give you $5 a piece if I can sit and jack off while I look at your legs. Isn't that outrageous? Now, those are demented, those poor men. I feel so sorry for them. Oh, my God. And there's more of those than there is sane people.
Actually, right now, I'd kind of like to just get some knowledge, like, from things that, like, the stars and the sky, you know? And fire and things like that that have really seen it all, man, and the sun and the moon, because they've just, you know, been here since the very beginning. And, you know, I just, well. Well, everybody's right, but I just, oh. Is there something you wanted to say right now? Just one little sentence?
Just that I love you, Miss John. Oh, you're the grandest person ever.
I am not. I can't stand it when you say that.
What? Why? I'm not sorry. I'll say it anyway.
I don't know why.
Thank you.
post-initial radio obituary is for Brazilian singer and musician and guitarist Renato Barros. He was the lead singer of Renato and the Blue Caps, an early rock and roll outfit in Brazil. He just passed away at 76. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Rasgue as minhas cartas e não me procure mais. Assim será melhor, meu bem. O retrato que eu te dei, se ainda tens, não sei. Mas se tiver, devolva-me. Deixe-me sozinho, porque assim eu viverei em paz. Quero que sejas bem feliz junto do seu novo rapaz. O retrato que eu te dei, se ainda tens, não sei. Mas se tiver, devolva-me. Devolva-me, deixe-me sozinho, porque assim eu viverei em paz. Quero que sejas bem feliz junto do seu novo rapaz. O retrato que eu te dei, se ainda tens, não sei. Se tiver, devolva-me. Devolva-me. Devolva-me.
Vocês não viram o que eu vi ali? Um broto lindo igual um Davi. Ela passou sorrindo pra mim, pra mim, pra mim. O coração do peito pulou e o nosso amor então começou.
No,
she's a queen, a queen, a queen.
O broto então eu quis beijar, mas ela não deixou. Eu tive então que explicar que o beijo é bom,
é bom,
é bom, 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 bom.
Agora sim, serei bem feliz. E a história já vai terminar. Mas com o broto, irei me casar, casar, casar.
Mas ela não deixou. Eu tive então que explicar que o beijo é bom,
é bom,
boom, 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 boom.
I'm gonna sing,
Silly
Billy. Yeah, história já vai terminar. Meu brother, ele casar, casar, casar.
The next radio obituary is for Juan Ramon, the Argentine singer and actor of Italian descent. He just passed away at 80. It is the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we're on to the cleanup radio obituary for Bill English, the computer engineer best known for his contribution to the development of the computer mouse. He and Douglas Engelbart share credit for creating the first mouse in 1963. English built it on the initial prototype and was its first user. He also led a 1965 project sponsored by NASA, which evaluated the best way to select a point on a computer display, and the mouse was the winner. Bill English just passed away at 91. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
He goes,
woo! The bebop mouse. Before
I knew what had happened. My girl was gone. The Bebop Mouse had sang Elvis's song. He put on the wheel that went clackety clack. He had me thinking I'd never get her back. Being a hope but never. Now if your girl has a mouse hole in her house, you better look out for that Bebop Mouse. He'll put her on the wheel that went clackety clack. Believe me, brother, you'll never get her back. Oh, man, cut it out.
Oh, no, not this time.
He goes, the Bebop Mouse.
If I said it once, I've said it 1,000 times, probably closer to 10,000. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and there's nothing you can do about it. So why are you thinking about doing something about it? Stop it. And I know, not 10,000 at WMFO. Probably. But all time. I think that's an easy one. Anyway, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Randy Barlow, the American country music recording artist who between 1976 and 83 released 4 albums, including 3 for Republic Records. He charted 20 singles on the Billboard U.S. country charts, including a string of 4 songs in a row, which all reached number 10. Randy Barlow just passed away at 77. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
She belongs to Mr. Lee, but she spends her time with me. This girl of class lives on the east side. Mr. Lee has wealth and backing, but it
seems there's something lacking, because her heart belongs to me. She's from society, knows she's too good for me, but I make her know she's a